Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Tass of Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. This 26 is about to become a 27. We are celebrating our 27th anniversary beginning next week. Our official anniversary is the 3rd of August. That is Sunday. Also, my maternal mother, Connie's birthday, my late mother, as well as my cat's birthday. My cat turns 8 on Sunday. How can Nala be 8? Has it been that long since Wembley? We're going to have Maryland Lottery scratch-offs to give away when we kick the thing off at the Beaumont next Thursday on the 7th. I'll be eating my 27 favorite things to eat for real out on the internet, social media, anywhere you follow me. We're going to have some hashtagging there for our 27th anniversary as well next week. All of it brought to you by Curio Wellness and Foreign Daughter, as well as our friends at the Maryland Lottery who are giving me pressure luck and lucky sevens to give away. We're going to be at Casas. We're going to be at Coco's. We're going to be at Sláinte. We're moving the show all over in August with lots. A great guest. I'm hoping that this guy joins me, probably for a crab, but not a crab cake. I haven't had crabs with this guy yet this year. Leonard Raskin joins us here from Raskin Global. He is our financial insider, and I got to say this, Leonard, I
Yes,
thought of
sir.
you. I thought of you Sunday night. Okay, so this is new for me. I moved to the Towson, Timonium area, Lock Raven area, about 3.5 years ago,
Yep.
and I've lived in Dundalk, White Marsh, and downtown all of my life, and I have taken the Bay Bridge exclusively to the Eastern Shore. I have never ever I've taken Route 1 and 13. My best friend went to college at Wesley
Sure.
College in Dover, so I had been down up and down that road several times at the Air Force Base there. I went to at Dover back in 1998 on the Monster Mile and all that. So I've been in and around there. I've seen all the chicken coops and all the chicken shacks driving to Dewey Beach to chase girls 30 years ago through roads that I didn't even know before 16 was sort of fleshed out and built.
Right.
But Tommy Conwell and the Young Rumblers, and you know I'm still a Young Rumbler, played at the Bottle and Cork. We had a different name for it back in the day.
Yeah.
It began with Cork. I drove down Sunday on a whim with my wife. We weren't going to do it. We were going to do it. I was going to go on vacation, which I'm about to get to. And then I'm not going to go on vacation. I've just decided to work through this. I'm learning AI. Luke's over at the Ravens, and my wife's running around. So we got things happening this summer, including me eating a lot of food next month.
There you
But I
go.
did a just a quick down and dirty. It was all the weather was awful Sunday. It wasn't going to be a beach day. I needed to get back Monday because I have you and football and all this stuff, and it didn't feel like a beach day. I drove to Delaware, and I know you own a place in Delaware, and I'm going to
Yes,
give you a
sir.
chance to talk tax shelters and all that, but I'm going to give you the story of going in because one of my dear friends in life owned a house in Millington, Maryland, which is right on the border of Maryland and Delaware, on the Maryland side. Wrong for you, I know. And he had a little canoe on a little pond. And I drove there one time in my life and hung out, spent the night with him, and I drove home. But I have never been like Chestertown, Rock Hall, all of those things on the eastern shore of around the corner from Cecil County. I really haven't explored that part of the world and that part of Delaware, even though my cousins live in Middletown. My aunt lived in Newark forever down 896. But I don't know those roads. I don't know any of those places. And when I Google mapped how to get to Dewey Beach from
Yeah,
Towson, it sent me that way.
that's the way to go.
So do you ever take the Bay Bridge anymore living in Hunt Valley, or do you always go through Elkton?
So I am the slave to the GPS on the
Okay,
phone.
all right. Makes
So
you a smart guy.
I smack that in. Look, like you said, we have a beach house in Bethany, and it doesn't matter day, night, morning, Saturday, Tuesday, I throw in beach house. When I pull out of my driveway and I go where she says,
Oh, it's a she. Is
it's a
she?
she, it's a she. My son, the boy, has a British gentleman on his
You know what
GPS.
I was going to tell you what my wife has. You ready? We
There
flew to Australia in 2000, right before she
you
had
go.
cancer. It was 2014. It was February 14. We flew, and she was supposed to drive on the wrong side of the
Right,
car, on the wrong
right.
side of the road. I was
Absolutely. That
supposed to
takes some
navigate
doing.
because I'm a great navigator in that way. I just never get lost. I mean,
Right.
I read maps well. I'm
Right.
I'm smart like that. I'm a Mensa guy for real, if you knew me, but you know. So we got there and she was getting cancer and we didn't know this. I mean, 3 weeks later, she was bald. But we're in Australia and we're at the airport in Sydney and we had an Australian friend drop us off at person we knew in Sydney, drop us off. And when we were dropped off, Jem was going to drive for 20 days in Australia and I was going to navigate for 20 days. Jen had a really bad headache. She didn't feel good. And we had tickets to see Springsteen that night in a wine field 3 hours away from here to
Gotta
Dewey
get
Beach.
there.
Like
Gotta get
literally,
there. Yep.
we got into the carport. The car was rented in her name. And we got into the carport and she's like, I can't drive. I certainly can't drive on the wrong side of the road in another country on the wrong side of the
Wrong
car.
side of the car.
Like, I'm like, I guess I'm driving. So I started to drive and she started to navigate when we went there and she put the navigation on. And when she put it on, and it was new-ish then, it was 15 years ago. She put it on. I swear to God, it sounds like Paul Hogan in Crocodile Dundee. So she's got this Australian guy and he has all of these grab your tots and tongs and get out. You know, he says all of these really fun things.
That's very
You're here,
cool.
mate. Get out. It's get on with your day. Yeah,
Very
he'll just
cool.
say things
Very
like that.
cool. Yep.
So she now has him. So
That's their
anytime
GPS.
we GPS, I've got Hugh Jackman.
Aussie. There you go. So I listen wherever she says I need to go. That's how I get there. I do that all the time. Saturday, just Saturday, past, I had a good friend, client of ours, sponsors a drag racer, a drag race car. One of those, I don't know what they're called, the
Funny
long,
cars that
stretchy.
they have the parachute at the end. Okay.
But there's different ones. You know, there's the stock looking cars, there's the
Trucks.
whatever. Yeah, but this was a
They have
one
like
of the
little
really
Sanfords on
long,
trucks too. I've seen
running
those.
really long with the two little wheels in the front, the huge
Oh,
wheels in the back,
right. Yeah, like the
the
pine,
dragster.
like when we were in Cub Scouts, the pine car
Yeah,
derby. Yeah, yeah,
exactly.
yeah,
Long.
yeah, yeah.
So I was at the Cecil Dragway, Cecil Drag
Oh,
Raceway,
man.
Cecil
Wow.
County on Saturday.
I'll have you up
So
at the Buck in Pennsylvania soon, man.
there
We'll
you
be up
go.
there doing
So
Demolition Derby.
I left the house. I put her in, and she took me all kinds of back roads, Route 1, Conowingo Dam, and then all kinds of. I didn't know these roads existed or there was houses up there anywhere. And then I pull into the raceway, and then I left later that day, and I put it in, and she told me to make a right, and then she told me to make another right, and then she told me to get on 95 and come south on 95. So she took me back roads to get there and 95 to get home. And I just listened
I need
because
to trust her more. You know, John
she
Allen, you
knows
know,
stuff, man.
my
She knows
rocker
stuff.
buddy, he always says, you got to get Waze, dude. You got to get like,
That's
he's
it.
give me
That's
all that. So,
exactly it. You know, Kathy doesn't trust the GPS. She likes to know where she's going,
well, I trust
take her
Kathy.
directions,
I trust Kathy.
and go that way. And that's what she does. And I say to her, you know, she tells me she's stuck in traffic or whatever. I said, that's because you didn't listen to the girl. When I leave here for the beach, sometimes I go over the bridge. Sometimes I go up 95 and down Route 1. These days, I really hate taking Route 1 when you get past Rehoboth because it's 25 miles an hour for miles all the way through Dewey, past Dewey. They've reduced the speed on Route 1 past Dewey to 35. It
I
used to be
know, I saw that,
55.
and Jen's like, you better slow down, because there were
They are
cops
waiting.
every,
They
there were
are
five
waiting to give
cops
out tickets.
in
They are giving
Rehoboth
out tickets.
on the road there where I
Absolutely.
got my Philly pretzel on the way out,
The thing that
like,
I laugh
cops
about,
everywhere.
the thing I laugh about is I figure if they make enough ticket money, then that keeps my property taxes low. So I like it. Give all the tickets you can to all the people coming in that have no idea what the speed limit is, but I've been pulled over and I hate it.
See, I
It's
used to have Ray
ridiculous.
Bachman here, and I would do 30 minutes at 2 o'clock every day on like what was going on in the real world and life and moving around and funny stories and things. But this is a perfect day to have you on because I thought of you all day Sunday because I'm in Rehoboth. I'm walking through Rehoboth. We're looking for an ice cream cone. I wound up getting a really decent ice cream with these people that help D David's house and the disabilities. And it was wonderful. Then we went to Dewey, parked the car in Dewey, went to the Bottle and Cork. I had a beer at the Starboard.
There you go.
I did all the
Like you were
Delaware things in one.
18, like you were 18
It
again.
was almost like I was there for a month, but I was there for an hour. Like, so we drove in from Newark through Millington. My wife had never been to Chesapeake City.
Okay.
And I think there's a lot of people in my audience that have never been
I'm
to
sure.
Chesapeake City because it's awkward and it's beautiful. And I had a crab cake there 3 years ago. And the reason I had the crab cake, and this is a great plug, was I had Dan Roderick's on last week. When I was doing the initial crab cake tour 3 summers ago for our 25th anniversary, I called friends of mine and said, "Where's a crab
Where'd
cake
it
I can
go?
get somewhere weird that's not Baltimore, that's not Costas, it's not Coco's, it's
Yep,
not
yep.
like?" And Roderick said, "Go to Schaefer's Canal House in Chesapeake City." I'm like, "I ain't ever heard of Schaefer's Canal House. I don't know
Never
where
heard, don't
Chesapeake
know where
City is."
Chesapeake City
And I
is.
Googled it. I'm like, "Oh, it's kind of like below Elkton, but I've never really been
Yep.
below Middletown because my cousin lives there. That why else would I go there? But in Delaware."
Yep.
So I said to Jen, "I'm going to take you through Chesapeake City." So we went over the big bridge there. It's beautiful. We got out.
Yeah,
She's like,
yeah.
"This is lovely, Chesapeake City's love. It's like Havana Grace. It's lovely." So we then went south into like Smyrna and these other
Yep.
places. And here's where I'm going to bring money guy Leonard Raskin in, because I want you to talk about not just your place in Bethany and the
Yeah.
I wanted to get into American Dream stuff, because this is sort
Sure.
of my vacation week that I'm not taking. I'm working on AI and making
Yeah,
my
got
business
it.
better this week, which is literally, I'm supposed to get on a plane on Wednesday. I'm not. I'm here all week and I'm good, and Luke's here and I'm going to work through it. But the Delaware, Maryland thing, and you handle my family's money, my wife's, and I said to my wife, would we want a place in Milford? Would we really want to be in Lewis? Would we want to be in Rehoboth? Would we want to be in Delaware? Would we want to be in Ocean? Would we want to be in Mar like, what would we do with the nest egg? You got $1 million, you
Yeah.
got $5 million, you got something, you're 60 years old. I ain't going to Florida, no offense. I mean,
Yeah, I get it.
politically, if we go down that lane, it's creepy.
Yeah, I get
So
it.
for her mother lives there, she hates it. So she's not gonna. We're not buying in Sarasota to do Oriole spring training. But I don't know what the rest of my life might be. It might be right here
That's right.
in beautiful Baltimore, Maryland. But you decided when you had a little bit of dough, and you grew up poor, and we've been through all of that, and
Yes,
poor out,
sir.
and you had nothing. But when it came time for you to buy a beach house, when you thought your kid would want to use it, he's over in England farting around, having a good time, getting smart. And now it's you and your wife. You got this big house in Bethany. You tell me it's a tax shelter, it's this, it's that. Maybe you might want to live there forever in 5 or 10 years, or start to residence down there 183 days a year, as some friends of mine do who own businesses here. Like, Delaware being close to Maryland is a thing that took Billick from the Eastern Shore of Maryland to go out to Minnesota and Ohio, other people to Florida, other people to wherever they're going to be tax shelter. We talked about
Yeah.
the Cayman
Well,
Islands a
there's a
couple of
lot
weeks
of
ago.
things.
Yeah,
There's a
go
lot
ahead.
of things there. So, one thing, very simple, people don't realize there's no sales tax, Delaware. So, I can buy anything that I want to buy and I save 6%.
When I went into the Abercrombie and Fitch looking for jeans in the
Yep.
outlet there, I didn't
Yep.
buy any, but it was in my mind like, oh, the price is the price. That ain't normal.
Right. You don't have to add 6% to what you buy. The other thing, depending upon how much money you have, the federal government, and this was just made, quote unquote, let's be very clear, permanent in the new one big beautiful bill, the estate tax. If you die, you transfer wealth to your children or others, other than a spouse and other than charity. The federal law now says that you can transfer up to $15 million. Next year, it'll be $15 million. This year, it's 13 and change. Next year, $15 million per person before the government comes in and takes roughly half. Okay, as a couple, I can transfer $30 million before the government comes in and takes half. In Maryland, I can transfer $5 million before the state comes in and takes roughly 15%. So if I have an estate of means, and I have more than $5 million, and that includes your home, your retirement plans, your investment assets, any other real estate, any life insurance you own, all of that together in excess of $5 million. Maryland wants a big chunk of that. Delaware takes none of that. Delaware's property tax is dramatically lower than Maryland.
So you need to die a Delaware resident in your mind.
Well, if I have any wealth over $5 million and don't want my son to lose 15% of it for the reason that West Take More wants more, because they're trying to lower it actually in Maryland. Maryland's one of only less than a handful of states in the country that don't either conform to the federal law or have done away with their federal, their state estate tax.
Look, this isn't even a Republican thing for guys that
No,
I think
this
are a little
is.
wacky like you on the
Look, if
Republican
you've
end.
got
I have Democrats come to me all the time and say,
$5 million is
this is really,
not a
really
biggest state.
punitive to die in Maryland if you have any
Absolutely.
money.
Absolutely. It's dreadful. We are, again, one of only a few states that have a state estate tax, and they're trying to raise the tax by reducing the exemption amount. So it'll drive more people that have money. And think about it. If you bought a home 20 years ago and you bought that home for $500,000, it's a few million dollars today. You add to that a little bit of 401k money. You add to that, you have some life insurance to take care of your family if something happens to you. You're at 5 million. That's not a huge number. And I get that people think we're arrogant and crazy, but you're right. This isn't a D or an R thing. This is a $5 million, not that much money, and you have
It's
to
a
plan
math
for that.
thing. It really
That's
is a
right.
math thing. Yeah.
That's exactly right. And you got to plan for that. And if you don't plan for that, when you pass, before your kids get your money, the government's going to come in, take 14, 15% of it. For what?
And some people
To do
listen to say,
with
I'd love to
whatever
have
they want.
$5 million. I don't have that problem.
I
Well,
get it.
you know,
Then
if
you
you're
can stay
voting
here.
Republican on that cause, and I hear that as much as anything, because not many people love Trump's words, policy, deeds, the pedophilia, none of that. But if you have money, you love
Or
him
you
because
earn,
he's
if you
saving
earn
your
any
money.
money, look,
But
if you earn
if
any
you
money, the tax breaks, the taxes that would have accrued had the one big beautiful bill not taxed would have been the largest tax increase in United States history, other than the input of the income tax. I mean, the fact is that I have people that I work with, Ness, that are liberal, conservative, and everywhere in between. And what's interesting for me is I have never met anyone who enjoyed paying taxes. I work with people that are in the 10. So we have tax brackets, right? Every dollar is not, we don't have a flat tax. People don't understand taxes. We have tax rates that start at 10%, then they go to 12, then they go to 22, 24, 32, 35, 37. So if you make a lot of money, you pay 37 on the amount over a certain threshold, depending on if you're single or married. Okay, I have people that are in the 10 and 12% tax bracket, as low as you can get, and historically as low as they've ever been in 50 years. And people want to know how they can save taxes. They
Well, they're
think they
in
pay
the
much.
10% because they're not wealthy, right?
Correct. And they want to save taxes. Nobody likes paying taxes. I have people that are raging liberals that make three, four, 500,000 a year, want to know how to save taxes. I have people that are super conservative Republicans, make three, $400,000 a year, make $50,000 a year, want to know how to save taxes. Nobody I've ever met in my 38 years of giving advice said to me, "Hey, can you give me the plan where I pay more income taxes?" So Delaware's income taxes are cheaper. People go across the state line to buy stuff because there's no
All
6%
right, this is what I
sales
want to tell
tax.
you. I forgot to tell you this part. So we're driving in, and I don't even know where we came into Delaware, but it was somewhere around Millington in Middletown. We were on a back road. We literally were on a farm road. And we're on the farm road, and we're seeing the basic regular houses, you know, regular little brick houses. And by the way, the Eastern Shore, when I'm over there, people take care of their land and all the lawns are mowed and the flowers are out. I mean,
Landscaping's beautiful.
people on any road, and this is Western Maryland, wherever I go in this state, in this time of the year, and I'm always
Yeah, it's
eating crab
beautiful.
cakes everywhere,
Beautiful.
it's really beautiful to be on any road, except the one that was a little lopsided over there that was pushing the water off the road. Because my wife, we're driving, we're going along like this. We're like, I hope the hell we get off this road soon. So it felt like we were going to fall in the ditch. On that road, we made a left turn, a right turn, and now we're crossing from Maryland into Delaware. And Leonard, I'm not kidding you, and I don't know what road this is, and I could go back and look at it, but it wasn't a main thoroughfare. Houses went from regular houses and like trailers. And I always say to my wife, I could live in that little trailer. Just give me that thing right there. I could live there, quiet, no problem. A little tree line, a little driveway. I grew up in a row house in Dundalk. I can live anywhere.
Amen.
Trust me. You know
Apartment
what I
in
mean?
Randallstown. I can
Right. I
make it
mean,
fit.
literally. I mean, I didn't think I was poor when I grew up, but I wasn't rich. And the minute we crossed the border, and I'm Google mapping it, right? I've got my phone out, my wife's driving. The houses went like mansions, like
And the property
gigantic,
taxes are the
and
same.
they're mansions on a farm road, not like Bethany Beach on
No,
stilts or anything. These
out
are
in the middle
tucked
of
off
nowhere.
out in the middle of nowhere.
And
Someone has a house that looks like the house from Dallas, you
absolutely.
know, like out in
Absolutely.
the middle of BFE, Delaware, in the middle of Smyrna and somewhere. And I'm thinking to myself, these are people just getting away, man. Like, I don't,
That's
they
right.
didn't look like they were farming. They just looked
Nope.
like they had a big house out there, and they decided to put it on the Delaware side, not the Maryland side. It looks like they did it sometime in the 90s, because all these houses look turn of the century. They look 20 years old, modern,
And
new, big, beautiful. Trees are all grown out. And I'm like, wow. You know, this Delaware thing's been a thing forever.
absolutely. The property taxes are super cheap relative to Maryland. If you're down at the beach, you can own a place in Fenwick. You can own the exact same place 2 minutes away in Maryland, and your Fenwick property taxes might be 3, 4 grand a year, and your Maryland property taxes might be 20 for the same house. And you look at that difference, $15,000 lets you buy another
Also,
$1 million a house.
nobody's living in these places, and if you are, you get residency, and you go down there and become the
That's
old
right.
beach guy with an Adirondack chair. And like,
That's
I
right.
get all of that, but like, you're doing it to rent it or to have it be a good investment. And
Or because you want to
as
be
a
there.
guy who tried that in Vegas and lost his ass 20 years ago, like it. And everybody I know that's ever rented a place in Ocean City has kind of regretted it at some point. The traffic, can I get there? How much am I going to use it? The kids are in college. Like, I need to get rid of it. Whatever. The Maryland side of it was onerous, not for rich people, for people that are just trying to rent it out and have it make financial sense over
We have
five
a
or
lot of
10
people that
years.
do. We have a
Right,
lot of
I got a
people that
place
do
on
it.
38th Street in Ocean City. I'll rent it out. I'm gonna be now. You can't have it that weekend. We're gonna be there in the fourth, but rent it out. Give me $1,200, and you can have it for the week. And at the end of the year, come to
Give me
you,
$3,000 a week. Yeah, but
well.
here's the thing. If you owned it and you intended that, here's the beauty of it. Over time, real estate, doesn't matter where, most
Not
everywhere.
downtown Baltimore, not the real estate
Well,
I bought.
right. But here's the thing. Values will go up. If you are owning it to rent, rents go up, but your mortgage is flat. So your costs stay generally the same. Now, property taxes may go up, insurance may go up, but over time,
Condo
renting
fees
that
or whatever,
property,
right?
yeah,
Upkeep,
exactly.
yeah.
So it's a question of what do you buy? Do you buy something where you're not in control of the costs, or do you buy something where you are? So, as you said, at the beach, you can buy an apartment, you can buy a townhouse, you can buy a condo, you can buy a single family home, you could be on the bay, you could be on the ocean.
You can be 15 miles away from the beach and there and get it
That's
much
right.
cheaper, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Save a lot
That's
of
where I'm
money.
seeing Delaware, like as a dude who has never driven on Route One before last night, literally, right? That I said to Jen, they built a freeway. When we pulled out of Rehoboth, my back was a little wonky and I was gonna get out and adjust it. And I'm like, I'm gonna have to pee somewhere. There was a freeway. Next thing you know, I'm in Newark, Delaware. I'm up in Wilmington making the Christiana making decisions about how to get to 896 that's closed. And I said to Jen, I'm like, I didn't know that they freeweighed it all out. Now, they've done that in Nags Head too.
Absolutely.
If you haven't been to Nags Head in 20 years, like you get to Norfolk, it used to be like farm roads, like old
Not anymore.
51s
They
going to Ocean
bypassed it
City,
all.
right?
It's like the
And
movie Cars. You know, everybody used to go through the little town of Radiator Springs until they didn't. They bypass shops, homes, neighborhoods. Now,
I
some
would
of
say
that,
I didn't realize like the Milford area, all that area down there,
highwayed up, and
not
it's
on the
being built
front in
up.
Rehoboth Beach where Coors, like the custard is. I'm talking about just 10, 12, 15 minutes out from water and from where they are. That area has exploded because of Delaware's
Absolutely.
tax situation,
That's a
right?
certainly a big thing to it. There is no question. A lot of Marylanders, a lot of people, the other thing that you see a lot of are New Yorkers and New Jersey. The Jersey Shore has become so expensive to live. The tax rates are huge. And you have to buy access to the beach when
Like
you live there.
Stone Harbor is like a real bougie place, right?
And the costs are huge. So what do? You jump on the Lewis Ferry, the Cape May Lewis Ferry. You end up in Lewis in a half an hour or so, and you buy a place there.
Have you ever
And
taken a ferry?
I have not.
I have never taken. I said to Jen because we
I have
drove
to do
by
it.
there.
We talked
I'm
about
like,
it.
you could be in Wildwood in like an hour if you. And I
Right.
went to the website and looked at it because Luke goes to Wildwood
Yep.
always. His family was there. I looked
Sure.
it up a month ago because we talked about it, and I'm like, something I never think about when I'm in Rehoboth that like I'm 5 minutes from
Yeah, just
Atlantic
take a
City if I
ride.
want to be
Take a
or
ride.
Wildwood, right?
That's right. Well,
And
we have the place in Bethany. We had a friend's son's wedding up in Stone Harbor up there. And so we thought about, go to the beach house, spend the week, take the ferry, go over, do the wedding. But schedule just didn't work out, so we drove up.
that
But
seems to, like something fun. That should
yeah,
put I should put that on my bucket
it's a
list. I
have
should do
to
that. Yeah.
it's a have to do. It's one of those things. I
Yeah.
have taken the ferry between London and Ireland. Well, not between London, between England and Ireland. I've done
I
that.
took the channel.
I've done that too.
Yeah, I
I've
didn't.
taken the Channel on a train, and I've taken the ferry over the water.
All right, so
Beautiful, beautiful rides.
Leonard Raskin's here. We sometimes do football, baseball. This week, of course, he handles money in the American dream,
Yes,
which
sir.
is what I so I wrote this down just in a general, like I wanted to talk about Delaware because I went and
Yeah.
like and the bucket list thing and that
Yeah.
thing that you decided when you had your first 100 grand, 200 grand, whatever it was you put down, on your house to say we're going to
Yep.
have a beach house in Delaware when your son was little and
Yep.
now he's bigger and I don't know. I mean, you and your wife, like, how much do you use it? Do you rent it? You don't rent it.
We
You
don't
know,
rent
do I
it.
just like having it? Do I want to
Love
live
it.
there? All of that. That American dream that evolves and that bucket list. And
Yeah.
this is a good month to even discuss that because I'm bucket listing what in my own summer, what do I
Yeah.
want to do? I watched Wimbledon a couple weeks ago. Jen and I were over at Cooper's
Beautiful.
North and I was watching it and I know you've been and I'm like, that
Yeah.
was on my bucket list 30 years
It's a
ago.
great time.
I've never
Great
been.
time.
It's off my bucket list now. I mean,
Eh,
I
may
had
change.
opportunity. Pam Shriver offered me tickets 1 year, like all of
Yeah.
that. And I just, it hasn't happened. I look at it on TV and I don't feel like I've got to be there. Like the Taj
Right.
Mahal was on my bucket list. Every time I'm
Have
at
you been?
Soarin' and I go over the Taj Mahal and Soarin' and I look down and I see the Taj Mahal and I'm like, I've looked it up. It's really remote. It's like Machu Picchu. Machu Picchu, if you look it up, it's really remote. It's really like I went to Australia and thought I was
Yep.
going to go to Ayers Rock and I saw Steve
That's in the
Irwin
middle
with
of
all
God
the
knows
bugs
nowhere.
in his mouth and you have
Right.
to have a whole bug kit on to even think about what, and I hate bugs.
Yeah.
So I'm
Yeah.
like, I'm not going to Ayers Rock. So there's just some things
I'm going
in
to Isle
life.
of Man. I'm going to the Isle of Man. Have you been there?
Where's that?
In between UK, in between England and
In
Ireland,
Ireland. It's in the
in the
water, right?
Irish Sea.
It's a rock
It's an
formation.
island.
Right,
It's an
yeah.
island in the Irish Sea. And this is crazy. I had no idea. There is, if you're a motorcycle fan, you know this. There is the TT motorcycle race around and across the island. It's 60 miles around the whole
They had a
island.
concert festival at the Isle of Wight. Yes,
The
there's a
Isle of
concert.
Man.
Isle of
Isle of
Man.
Man.
Oh, I've got the wrong place. Okay,
Yeah,
sorry.
Isle of Man. And this race is just amazing, legendary, world-renowned. And it's like a week long or 2 weeks long. It's a major motorcycle thing. And it takes over the island for weeks at a time. And it's happening the day after we leave. But I'm going to be over there for a few days just to check it out because I figure, when else am I going to get there? I don't know. I may not go back over to Ireland and England. It depends. But right now the boy's in Ireland, so we're going to go over and see him and stop in the Isle of Man for a few days. But
Do you have a bucket list? Do you is
I
there
do not.
is there
I
you
don't
don't.
have
So
specific things. I
like
know things that
I
I
would say to
want
like
to
John
do.
Martin, if I won the lottery, if I gave you $1 million right now and said, not piss it away, but you could do anything you want, where would you go? What
I
would you
want
do?
to,
What would you
unlike
buy?
you, Ness, I haven't seen a lot of this country. I mean, I've seen a lot of cities. I've been a lot of places, but I haven't been out west. I haven't been to South Dakota, North Dakota. I haven't been to Wyoming. I've been to Texas. I've been to places. I've been to San Antonio. I've been to Houston. But there are places to go, like you just said. If you're in Maryland, there are these towns you just don't know about.
There's a
I've had
thing
my
that's been
share
on
of
my bucket
DC.
list for 25 years. I
Yeah.
don't know that I've ever spoken out loud about it, but I'm about to. So, and
Yeah.
it's on every bucket list that I have made over the
Yeah.
course, before I knew my wife, I have my old bucket list to go to see the balloons in Albuquerque.
Yeah,
It
sure.
is my birthday week every year. It's the week,
You
it's
got to do
Christopher
it.
Columbus.
I
It's
don't know
like,
if I'm up for getting into one of those, though.
I don't, I, that, I,
I think
no.
it's amazing, but I've seen some crash stuff, and that just doesn't feel
I
good.
did the Goodyear blimp, so that's, I've checked
Oh,
that off
that's
my, I,
cool.
I've been in the Goodyear
That's
blimp,
cool.
rode around, did all that.
That's a very
So
cool
I've
thing. I'd
done
be up
some
for that.
amazing
Right. I'd
things
be
in
up
my
for
life.
that.
I'm a blessed human. Yeah, I'm
I haven't
very
seen Mount
fortunate.
Rushmore. Got to
That's in the
get
middle
there.
of nowhere too. That's another
Yeah,
one of
but
those ones,
got to
like you got
go.
to be very
Got to go.
intentional.
Right.
It's like
Got to go.
Joshua Tree National Park. You got to figure out Palm Springs.
Right. Right.
Zion is
Yep.
sort of
Yep.
like near Vegas, near Salt Lake City, but
Yeah, the
not
Great
really.
Redwoods. Go see the big redwoods. I've been out
Grand
there.
Canyon, I've flown
I've been to the
over
Grand
dozens
Canyon.
of times. You've
Been
been
to
to
the
the Grand
Grand
Canyon.
Canyon a couple times. Love it. Been to Sedona, which to me is even more amazing.
I've been to
You know, the
Sedona.
Grand Canyon goes down, Sedona goes up. Some magnificent places in this country. And I haven't been all over the world. I'm not the nest traveler yet, but there are some places in this country that I still
People
absolutely
ask me
want to
every
see.
day when they're going somewhere. I give more travel advice than most travel agents. I swear,
Yeah,
people
and
will
food.
say,
The dude knows
well,
food.
I'm trying, and that's what next month's all about. But
Look,
this Albuquerque thing,
I was in Chicago, and you gave me the name of a pizza place.
Pequod's.
And I tried to get there, tried to get a reservation. Impossible.
You don't get a
Impossible.
reservation at
No,
Pequod's.
listen. Well, because I was there with a group of people, and we were trying to go out to dinner. And so
Oh.
we wanted to find a place, and the
It's
dinner
like a
reservations,
pub.
2 in the afternoon or 10 at night. That was the only openings they had. And I just didn't get there because I didn't have time. But I will get there. I've been to Chicago a couple times.
Pequod's Pete's in Chicago, always. And that comes from the late, great Lonnie Willems, who was my executive producer at Sporting News, who was a cop
There you
in
go.
Chicago. So,
So yeah, if you're going somewhere, if you're listening and you're going somewhere, hit Nestor up on
oh,
the
gee,
email.
please. They'll do it anyway. So, this bucket list thing,
This dude knows food.
the balloons in Albuquerque. I mean, if
Yes.
anybody's ever seen
Yes.
this, New Mexico, like,
They have
so.
them in Scottsdale, Arizona too. It's magnificent. In the morning, it's
Well,
unbelievable.
they do 10 days of it. It's a
Yeah.
festival. It's the balloon festival. It's the biggest
Yes.
one in the world. And everyone comes in. Rooms are $400 in Albuquerque. So
Right.
2 weeks ago, McCartney announces a tour. And I know he
Oh,
can't sing
geez.
anymore and like all
Right.
that. He's playing in Albuquerque in the middle of this thing.
Well, there you
And
go. An excuse.
I had a flight that was like 8,000 points or something. And I'm like, I'm going to hold that. Now, here's the issue. And this is a big thank you to Chad Steele and the Baltimore Ravens and the Orioles for not making the playoffs this year. My birthday's October 14th.
Right.
This event always happens the
That
week
week.
of or
Yep.
before, like
Yep.
October 3rd through 10th, 5th through 15th, whatever. It's always that
Do it.
week.
Do it.
I've never gone, and I've always hoped that the Ravens could route a game in Denver, Arizona, Houston, something that made sense where I
Yeah.
could go out and do it and come back. But because of running the radio station, having employees, blah, 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 I can't, I haven't. This is the year that I actually have held a flight.
Do
I
it.
McCartney's playing. I
Book
am
it.
thinking to myself, I'm going to drive from Albuquerque, I think, Grand Canyon, Zion, like try to
Yep,
do a
yep.
little bit of the things that I have not done on ground
Yeah,
while I'm out
yeah.
there. So
Do
that's
it.
why I wrote down bucket list earlier this week. And then I went to
American
Delaware and I'm
dream.
like, I got to get Raskin on.
American dream. See, this is what it's about. It's not about having a lot of money. It's not. People think it is. It's not. It's about those things that you want to do that give you the memories of a lifetime and the experience of a lifetime. And it all starts by understanding your cash flow. It all starts by putting away a little bit if you don't, and a little more if you do. And then it comes around to using it appropriately. I hear people all the time, Ness, I have clients that say to me, I'm saving for my retirement. I say, for what? Then I'm going to travel. Well, guess what? You're not going to go do these things when you're 70. You're
Pull a
not.
couple grand out now and go somewhere.
Go do it. Take that trip before you need the walker. Take that trip before you're on a wheelchair. Take that trip before you take more medicine with you than candy. You know, come on. These are things. And if you have kids, my God, take the kids. Before you know it, the kids don't want to go with you anymore.
My
Or
wife's dad turns 80 next month and
there
he's
you go.
healthier than I am.
There
And
you
I'm like,
go.
take him to Italy, go to Lake Como, get out of here, go
Right,
do it.
do something. Absolutely. You
Well,
got to do
especially
these
for those
things.
people out there, let me give a little advice because I've lost all my parents, right? I still have one stepmother alive in America. She's Venezuelan, and your guy's trying to throw her out. So,
That's ridiculous. Go ahead.
it is ridiculous. They
Go
wouldn't even
ahead.
let the little league team into play
Okay.
because they're
Go ahead.
Venezuelan. So the Venezuelans have become the enemy. So I'm taking that role on because I've had a long, long, hard march with being the bad guy here. So
There you go.
I'll
Might
play
as
the
well
role of
keep
the
it up.
bad guy.
Might as well
But like
keep it
I've
up.
lost, three fathers, three
Yeah.
mothers, stepmothers, stepfathers. I've had all of that, adopted parents, all my crazy uncles from John Steadman and Phil Jackman have left
Right,
me.
right,
You know what I mean?
right.
I've been burying more friends. We buried Ozzy Osbourne last week and Hulk
Yes.
Hogan.
Yes, crazy.
So I am with you to say, like, do it. If you think
Do
you should,
it.
you must. And especially if you have parents who are
Yep.
alive and
Yep.
healthy enough to
Take them.
do whatever makes them happy. Whatever,
Yep.
if it's an ice cream cone, make them
Do
happy.
it. Do it.
I said to my wife, I wish I could do one thing with my father, anything,
That's
let
right.
alone, my God, he's healthy and you can go hug him and go run around and go watch
Right.
him smile and enjoy him. Because
Right.
one day,
That
you know,
phone ain't
one
gonna
day,
answer.
yeah.
One day you become an orphan.
And that's a bad day.
That's right.
Still getting over
So
that. So,
yeah, so do those things. That's what the American dream is about. And the purpose of money is so you can do those things. You gotta have it to do the things that matter. And people think I'm gonna do them later. I always hear I'm gonna do them later. I say, yeah, later. And then you're diagnosed with some horrible something, and then later becomes laser crystal clear, and then you're too unhealthy to go.
we went to Tahiti on our 10th anniversary in the summer of 13. And then
Yep.
4 months later, Springsteen was touring in Australia. And I'm like, and we got a really cheap flight. I mean, I got
Yep.
like a $600 flight to Australia. I'm like, okay, let's go.
Only takes a
And
day and a half to get there.
it's 3 weeks off. You go to Australia, you're going to be there a couple weeks.
Yep.
And we did it and we came back and she's in the hospital, bald, fighting for her life weeks
Right, but
later.
it's,
And the
you never
baseball
know.
trip came in 15. I'm on the 10th anniversary of that, in
Yep.
literally in the middle of it. And we did all of that. We got back, and 5 weeks later, she had cancer again, was fighting for her life. So, like, we try to live without regret. And I don't
Right.
regret that I haven't been to
Right.
Wimbledon. If I still wanted to go, I'd
You'd
go. If I
go.
really
You'd
need to get to
go.
the
That's
Taj Mahal or get to
exactly the
Thailand or
thing.
get to Phuket, I'd get
You'd get
there.
there.
But at this point, I mean, again, I had a flight this week and a vacation. And Leonard, this speaks to where I am in my life. I'm an old man that has an old man AM radio station. No one listens to the show except everybody
Everybody.
listens. And the weirdest part is the AI thing, and as it's coming in, and I spoke to Dan Roderick's
Yep.
Rasig and Cal, Kevin Colliger, who was deposed by the Smith folks at the Baltimore Sun. I talked to them about AI and they gave me their old man face. And these are artists and creators.
Yeah.
They're some of the smartest
It's
people I know. I mean,
terrible. Who
Callagher
knows?
went to Harvard. I mean, we're
Yep.
talking smart people. And they all looked at me and my kids, like, same thing for AI.
Yeah,
I
right.
stop, stop. And this summer, I have stopped everything and I am learning AI. And it's
It's a
what I'm
big
doing in the
deal.
middle of the night when the
It's a
Orioles are
big
sucking
deal.
and treating me like garbage. And when Chad Steele's locking me out and the screaming kids are screaming out there and Harbaugh's going down and buddying up with Trump. Like all of that's going on. I'm AIing because my next bucket list thing I want to do, it needs me to have my company be as strong as it can be. And that's
Yep.
part of how you get money and how you grow. And
Absolutely.
but it's also, what am I going to do with it when I get it? Why am I
Right.
doing this
That's
now?
what
I'm
it's
doing
about.
all this for wife,
For
love,
what?
children, family,
For what?
house, security, so I can go to Alaska on a boat when I'm old. I don't know, but like I'm
That's right.
weighing all of that. But the AI thing is where I am, and I'm glad we had this conversation because the Delaware thing and seeing the trailers become big houses and the whole tax thing, and even when
It's
you're
just
in Rehoboth
another.
shopping, you're like, oh,
Yep.
it's tax free. You know it the whole time. You're more aware of your money, is what I would
That's
say, than
right.
you usually
That's
are.
right. That's right. And government has a way of making you aware of that. I mean, think about property taxes. We can wrap on this. Think about property taxes just for a minute. You bought your house, you bought your land, but you don't own your land. You technically rent it from the government forever. You must pay property taxes every year on your property.
Brown
For
rent.
what? That's exactly right. You're paying the overlord. And if you don't pay the overlord, what happens? They can take your house. and sell it for the taxes due. It's pathetic. You own that property, but you don't. You own the house, but you don't
Well,
own
I
that
found that out
land.
when my kid had to pay the taxes for my parents' house that they bought in 1953. So, yeah,
Yep.
in order to stay. And she's dead.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
Right. And so it's insane, but that's what goes on. So if you want to live a place where there's little or no property tax, you've amassed wealth your whole life, you've worked like a slave, you've gotten paid, they took income taxes, you bought stuff, they took sales taxes, you bought stuff, they took cigarette and liquor
I
taxes,
crossed the bridge. They took $6 last night.
you paid tolls, and then you die, and they take 15, 20, 50% of that because you amassed wealth.
Well, for that, we get to live in the great free state in the greatest country in the world, the United States
Amen.
of America.
Amen. I
There you go.
agree 100%. And there are privileges, and these are first world problems. But I help people solve those. And that's the game plan. How do we make this work so that we don't let the government take things that we don't want them to take? And one of the ways is to enjoy it. If you spend it before you go, they can't take it because you ain't got it.
So you remember when the Northern Lights were my bucket list thing, and it
Yes,
happened. It just
right in
happened
Towson.
miraculously,
Right.
9 months ago. And so that's good. And I actually had a long conversation with a friend of mine in Seattle who saw them in all their glory last year,
Yeah.
up in that area.
Saw
So
him in Iceland.
Jen and I are coming out of your homeland of Delaware after
Yeah.
Tommy Conwell. We left the Tommy Conwell concert about 10:55, and we got on, 25 miles an hour. We saw the cop
Right,
cars
right.
right as we came out of the congested area and sort of made the hook turn north, and there's
Yep.
darkness and that
Yeah.
whole bay area going
Yep.
up toward Milford. My wife and I are driving. She's literally fighting with the Google Maps person about where we're going to 896 or how we're going to get to
Yeah.
Elkton. We're
Yep.
not going all the way up to Wilmington by the bridge to get.
Right.
So we were driving along, and we just hit the part where it gets dark, and you can see the Rehobus in your rearview mirror a little
Yep.
bit.
Yep.
Darkness in front of you. And out of the right side of the
No way.
sky, a giant sphere of silver light
Oh,
came
like a
in my
meteor.
and at, through the windshield from the right to the left to the ground, and it looked like a rocket, like
Yep.
fast.
Yep.
And I said to Jen, "Did you see that? I saw a shooting star. Saw a shooting star in
There you
Delaware.
go.
I saw a
There you
shooting star in
go.
Delaware at
It's a sign.
11:05
It's a
on
sign.
Sunday night, like
There's
coming
supposed
north."
to be
So
a huge meteor shower next week.
I saw one of them last night, like
There
for
you
real.
go.
And I've only seen shooting stars. My wife and I did a very romantic thing. You talk about places you should go. I'm going to give you a bucket list. We went out to Montana to see Pearl Jam. You and I knew
Yep.
that,
Yeah,
2017.
sure.
Right after she got better the second time,
Yep.
we did yell because it was on her bucket list and she almost died twice. I'm like, whatever you want to do. I don't like
Right.
bears. I don't like
Right.
the
Let's
woods, but
go.
let's go. Prismatic Springs, let's go. Old Faithful, let's go. Wyoming, let's do it. I
Do
bucket
it.
list. I got to get it on my. I got to check
Right.
it off anyway. So we went and did it. And when we were there, it was this time of year. It was like second week of August. It was the Perseid at
Yep.
Perseid, Perseid meteor
Presidio.
shower that happens every year. And we knew what was going on. And I said to Jen, dude, we're going to be in Montana during this meteor shower. We're going to find the night that's the
Perfect.
biggest night.
Right.
We're going to find it.
Darkest place.
We drove 40 minutes from
Yep.
Missoula
Yeah.
into a ditch, into
Right.
nowhere. And we sat on the hood of the car, and it was like 48 degrees. It was friggin' cold. And we're out at 4 in the morning on the hood of the car, and
Watching.
they were shooting everywhere.
It's unbelievable.
And we got not bored with it. We were just cold. And it
Right.
was like
Seen enough of
we
them.
saw dozens of them.
Yep.
And we were like, all right, this was cool. And we got a story to tell on the hood of the car, but
That's it.
we're getting warm. Put the heat back on, go back in the Missoula and see Pearl Jam. And we did. But we had a night where we actually did it and
That's
saw
it.
them. The only other shooting stars I've ever seen in my life, I was driving from County Stadium to Wrigley Field in the summer of '89 with my buddy Russ
Okay.
Letra. We drove across country for
Oh,
baseball. And in the middle of the night, we went up to County Stadium and we drank beer in the parking lot to honor Bob Uecker,
yeah.
Little County Stadium. And we were driving southbound out of Chicago and I saw shooting stars that night. But I
There you
mean, in my
go.
life, I've only, it's a really hard thing to do unless you
It
plan
is.
it.
You've got to catch one. If you catch one, it's amazing.
Well, maybe it's my lucky month, seeing the shooting
There
star.
you go.
When
See?
you
It's a
wish
sign.
upon a
It's
star.
a
He
sign.
is
It's
a
a.
Leonard. Don't wish. Follow your American dream. Get some good advice.
Amen.
Leonard
Go do
Raskin is
it.
here. He is there at RaskinGlobal.com. And of course, at the front of Baltimore Positive. We'll do football and baseball next week, okay?
You got it. Perfect.
We'll
Beautiful.
have some new baby birds by next week.
Who knows?
I don't know who's going to pitch once they deal all the pitchers away. That's what I'm worried about.
Or who's going to play anywhere?
Well, they're not going to deal Gunnar Henderson. I am Nestor. We
No.
are WNST AM 1570 Towson, Baltimore, discussing your American dream and tax savings. We're Baltimore Positive. Stay with us.